92 Pro FM with Sexy Back. It's Giovanni and Kim, and it's 6:02. We've made it through another week. Oh, no, it's Monday. Oh, wait a minute. We're starting another week.
Quit saying that.
I gave everyone just the slightest bit of hope there for like a millisecond, didn't I? Oh. We're going to have a partly cloudy day today. High about 70, partly cloudy tonight, low around 51, and warmer tomorrow. In fact, Kelly Bates from NBC 10 Weather Plus is saying that this could be the start of a warming trend for the rest of the week, which is good news. We always like to hear that, right?
Absolutely.
A little bit warmer.
Chilly and damp yesterday.
You know. Oh, it's disgusting. Yeah. I didn't like it at all.
Ann said, can we hold off before we put the heat on to like maybe November or something? I'm like, oh, yeah. Grab a sweater. Grab a sweater.
Oh, well, you know, natural gas prices are way down. I think it's half this year.
I know. But
crank it up.
Crank it up, baby.
Kim will be spending about as much as she did last year.
Except for much warmer.
She'll be using double the heat.
I got soup yesterday from West Valley.
We
got a bucket of soup.
Oh, look at you.
I'm all good. I'm good to hunker down.
So you have some leftover soup then?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, good.
Look at my big bucket of soup.
You ever go get the soup, Kim?
I have not ever.
You've never
the
gotten
soup.
The soup?
No.
You have to experience that just
yesterday
once.
There was a huge line. I didn't go yet. Usually I was going to go, but then she said she was going to go. But she the line was like an hour long.
She
was in line for an hour.
Wow.
Waiting for soup, yeah. Waiting for soup and everything else. I mean, you know, they have everything else.
I know, they have it all. Yeah, you can get pretty much get a meal there.
Yeah, good food.
No, you know where I'm going this week, though?
Where are you going?
And I'm not trying to give a free plug. Oh, I'm just actually very excited about it. Super Suppers.
Oh, yeah.
I was supposed to go to a party like months ago.
Yes.
And the party ended up getting canceled. They were going to reschedule. And so, you know, I had gone online and picked my meals and paid for it and everything.
Yep.
And never did it. They never rescheduled it. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I was just thinking over the weekend, like, God, I have six meals that I'm ready. I'm going this week.
Well, look at you.
Look at you. Go for it.
You're all set.
I was trying to figure out six meals, and I'm paying, I think it's like $130 mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. like that for six meals.
Right.
But since I'm only me, I mean, oh my God, that'll feed me for like a year.
Oh, boy.
Get the string beans. Ooh, string beans.
Just in time for the next girls' day at Fenway.
Yo, shush. You little cretin.
October 2nd, 2006 is the date today. We go back to 1871 with reflections. We're looking at naughty Mormon leader Brigham Young. He was arrested for polygamy back in this day at the age of 70.
Kind of a bummer.
Ooh, bad.
Very, very bad. Naughty, naughty Brigham Young. In 1950, the first Peanuts comic strip featuring Charlie Brown and Snoopy appeared in 9 newspapers under the name Lil' Folks.
Oh, I didn't realize it was called that.
You know, I never really cared for, like, the regular comic strip. I just like the, you know, like
the cartoons.
I see. Okay. Was it because the strip was 4 panes long and you'd rather have 3?
No, because I like the half-hour cartoon.
Oh, a half-hour cartoon.
Yes, I'd like that.
Nothing more than that, though.
Nothing more than that. I'm all good. I don't like the movies when they do the movies.
Too long.
Too long. Don't get it.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Good. I'm good with that one. I'm good with the Christmas one. Thanksgiving one's okay. Arbor Day, not so much.
The Christmas one, though, I get that darn song in my head.
Oh, I do too. I'm singing it. Yeah.
All right, we're butchering it.
No, that's about how bad it sounds.
Oh, that's terrible. In 1967, those kids work so hard in there.
They did.
On this day in 1967, Thurgood Marshall was sworn in as the first black Supreme Court justice. And ironically, only 4 years later to the day, Soul Train premiered in syndication.
Wow.
How about that?
What are the odds?
I don't know what the odds are.
I wonder if Thurgood had anything to do with it.
It's almost like the Twilight Zone.
It's funny you should mention that. In 1959 in this day, the Twilight Zone, created and hosted by Rod Serling, debuted on CBS.
I used to love the Twilight Zone.
My favorite Twilight Zone episode ever is the one with William Shatner in it on the plane.
That one's a good one, yeah. When he keeps seeing the monster outside the window.
And there's another one he's in where he keeps putting a quarter into a machine and something, I forgot what happens on that one. Damn it. It's a good one, too.
The other one that's good.
I think it tells his fortune.
The other one that's good is the Burgess Meredith one.
That's a great one, too.
Where he wants to be alone.
Yeah.
I want to be alone. Goes in a vault, shuts the door, bomb goes off.
And he's alone.
He opens the door.
Yep.
His glasses break, yep. And there's a ton of books, and he can't read any of them, and he's sitting on the stairs crying.
Yeah, but you know what's crap about that episode?
What?
Is that, you know, if everything's gone, right?
Right.
He can't just bust into an optometrist's office and get some new pair of glasses.
You know, loot some stores.
But he can't see it even get there.
Oh, well, he can figure it out.
He can crawl. Mr. Magoo did it.